This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Hickman, his last top four at four. How does it feel, Hickman? Has it sunk in yet?
It'll hit me in about an hour.
You like doing, like, what are you going to do on Three and Out? Are you just going to sit there and do their stupid podcast? They're not actually going to let you talk like we do.
Who knows?
So you'd be getting up at what?
Six, at least.
6 a.m., hustle over there, and just sit there while Nate whines about Jamie Chadwell and Houston talks about fishing and Davey talks about his dating life. Is it sinking in yet what you've done, the terrible career mistake you've just made?
We'll see.
Oh, it just, I think it just sunk in, Bear.
It just sunk in.
I think I just saw the heartbreak in his eyes.
Bear, though, I will be back 2 days in the last of the month here, so you got that to look forward to at least, buddy.
We're good.
All right, Hickman, what do you got?
All right, number one. It's funny, we're an hour in and we've not talked about baseball, so let's change that right now. The Baseball Vols will take on Missouri tonight on the road starting at 7:30 on SEC Network Plus.
Is it 7:30? So,
yeah.
6:30
local.
Central
time.
Yeah,
6:30 their time.
Okay. 7:30. All right, that's cool. Cheese Dallas on the mound for us tonight. Got to get this game won, man. Keep those bats going. The bats have been hot here lately, and man, this is just not a very good team in Missouri.
I'm not going to say anything prediction-wise because as soon as I do, it's over.
Yeah.
But I think it'll be a very fun series to watch.
How about this? Overall series history. Missouri leads 14-7. They've pretty much owned us. Of course, we've been bad here lately.
Told you, we haven't had the best of luck.
It's a homecoming game for old Coach V.
Yeah, but I don't think it's luck, Bear. I think that we've played them a lot since they came into the SEC, and they've just been – better than we haven't been very good, and we're very good now. So, look, I'll be stunned if we don't at least win two games, and I'll be a little surprised if we don't win all three. We need to sweep this series.
Number two, A to Z Sports Nashville mentioned in an article today that Tennessee is the favorite to sign 4-star offensive lineman Addison Nichols. Nichols is listed as the number 3 offensive guard in the nation.
Yeah, he's
wow.
He's a good one, and we've been recruiting him for a while. I think there's some family tie there. I can't remember exactly what it was, but yeah, he's a big time offensive lineman from the Atlanta area. And if you could get him out, I mean, I think he has legit Georgia offer,
Ohio State, USC,
Florida. Yeah, Ohio State, Florida want him. So that'd be a huge pickup if Heupel can get that done.
Looks like he has 31 offers overall.
Yeah, he might be the best player we sign. He's a top 100 guy, so if we can get him, that'd be huge.
Number three, last night, Russell Westbrook became the first player in NBA history to record 50 rebounds and 50 assists over a 3-game span.
Wow. He's on a heater, huh?
I'm a Russell Westbrook hater, but that's kind of...
Wait, I thought you compared yourself to him.
I did, but... That's why I hate him, because you don't like people that people tell you that they remind you.
Who told you that you remind them of Russell Westbrook?
His granddad.
Your pappy.
An unnamed source from high school.
An unnamed source from high school.
Girlfriend.
Yeah, Westbrook out here. He's going to break some ankles.
I had to reference that being the last show and all.
All right. Well, congrats to Russ. Are the Wizards any good this year? Are they going to be in the playoffs?
It's looking like they might be in the play-in game.
Okay.
So they're going to have a shot, unless they just blow it the last four games.
They had to go back to the Bullets. I feel like that's where that
yeah.
franchise really lost its way. Can't do that now. Not politically correct. Can't have a team named the Bullets.
I
did that a long time ago just because of the the bad connotations with all the gun violence in our nation's capital, Russ.
Bullets save a lot of lives, too, you know?
Yeah, sure do.
So we're so soft as a society. I guarantee you there are a lot more bullets in Washington, D.C. than there are wizards.
Yeah, probably.
The wizards. At least they went back to that old school uniform color scheme, the Bernard King color scheme.
I missed the gold.
The blue and gold that the Jordan years. That was terrible. That was terrible. Keep it classic. That's what I always say.
And number four. So Aaron Rodgers is now getting the Rick Barnes treatment up north. Mr. Brew's Tap House has announced that him and his fiance will eat and drink for free for the rest of their life as long as the star quarterback finishes his career in Green Bay.
Do what now? They're saying that he can eat and drink there for free if he stays?
At this one restaurant. It's this one burger and beer joint.
I feel like that's not going to be something that tips the balance to the Packers' favor.
Hey, it worked for Rick Barnes. We all know that's what it was. The buyout, no. It was the free food.
Do you think he takes up for that on some of those offers?
He better.
Who all offered him that?
Dead End Barbecue, Pete's. I think there was maybe the French Market. I don't know.
He ought to.
The hell's a French Market?
They serve crepes there, Bear.
That place down on Gay Street?
Yeah, the French Market.
Yeah, it's a good place, man. They do good gelato as well.
What's gelato?
Italian ice cream.
You know what gelato is. Now who's a uncultured rube? What's gelato? Well, that's some kind of fancy schmancy rich boy ice cream. Just give me some of that Mayfield marshmallow chocolate.
Chocolate marshmallow.
Sorry.
The goat. Long live Scotty Mayfield.
All right, thanks, Hickman. That's the top four at four this afternoon here on Fan Run Radio. We've got Lucas Panzeca coming up in just a few minutes, going to join us from Nashville, talk about the Titans draft, a couple of other things going on in the world of sports. Until then, if you want to jump in, take a shot now, 865-546-8200, 546-8200. If you want to get in on the drive. All right, Bear, you've had time to think of it. What is your happiest song of all time? When it's a beautiful day like this outside, you just want to go for a drive with the windows down and pumping something on the stereo, singing along at full speed. What are you going to? What's your go-to?
Probably either Head Shrinker by Oasis or Hello by Oasis.
Can you give us a song that we actually know that people have heard that's familiar?
Players Ball by Outkast.
I don't know. Is that a popular one?
Is there a breakout hit?
Okay.
Hootie Hoo.
Hey Ya is a pretty good one, right? That's.
Oh yeah. I mean, Hey Ya. Yeah. That's so happy and so good. That guy, what's his name? Andre 3000. He refuses to play it. He played it so many times.
I could see that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that was that famous thing when they had him. I think the last time he may have played it was at the MTV Awards, and he said for the 1,000,000th and last GD time, 1, 2, 3, 4.
How about anything by the Beach Boys?
Yeah, I mean, the Beach Boys are kind of a glorified barbershop quartet, I feel like.
Oh, that's just an ignorant statement. You know that's ignorant, too. You're aware of Pet Sounds. You've heard Pet Sounds, right?
I think I agree with that. I don't listen to much Beach Boys.
You would, Hickman, but Bear knows better. He should know better.
No, I mean, there's a lot of truth in what the Gallagher brothers said. If they weren't right next to the Beatles, spelling-wise, in the record bins at the shops, nobody would have ever heard of them.
That's so dumb.
What about Mr. Blue Sky? That's a good one.
I was going to say, the Allman Brothers, for me, have a couple. Blue Skies by the Allman Brothers, just pure joy. And Jessica, song that doesn't even have any words. It's an instrumental.
Sharing
beautiful
the Night
song.
Together by Dr. Hook. That's a good one.
That's a classic.
That is a perfect song for the windows down, cruising on a back road.
Yeah. Until it was ruined by that dead-eyed Todd from Breaking Bad fame.
Brandy by Looking Glass gets me in a good mood.
Oh, yeah.
That's a jam.
100%. Let's see. Happy by the Stones is already mentioned. Don't Worry, Be Happy by Bobby McFerrin.
Oh, man. How can anything trouble you when you hear Don't Worry, Be Happy by Bobby McFerrin? Jeff says a vote for the Turtles, So Happy Together. Pretty good
Pleasant
tune.
Pleasant Valley Sunday by the Monkees.
Pretty good tune. Beautiful Day by U2.
U2's got some. They got some classics.
Walking on Sunshine.
Katrina and the Waves, get the hell out of here.
Holiday Road.
Holiday Road's pretty good.
Holiday Road is a great song.
It's pretty good. Yeah. Is it Kenny Loggins, right? Is that Kenny Loggins? Who? Or is it Loggins and Messina?
I just know it from every vacation movie ever.
What's that Joe Walsh song? Eagles song?
Lindsey Buckingham.
Life's Been
Lindsey
Good.
Buckingham did Holiday Road?
Holiday
yeah.
Road.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I did not know that.
Yep. Ace of Spades by Motorhead.
How about Ace of Base? I Saw the Sign.
Nah. What about Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba?
Today's Rickard Ridge Barbecue smoking out question, is cinnamon butter delicious? I'm going to go ahead and put this one on the list, Barry. We got over 200 votes now, 86.5%. I mean, of all your cold takes, of the many just freezing takes you have offered up on this show over the past 4 or 5 years, whatever it's been now.
Okay.
This is certainly on Mount Rushmore, might be number one.
No way.
Might be number one.
No way, dude. I've had tons of takes that were colder than this. Go get Jeremy Pruitt.
Thanks. I was going to say Thanksgiving dinner sucks is number one, but Jeremy.
Thanksgiving dinner does suck.
Go
dude.
Getting Jeremy Pruitt is number one. Thanksgiving dinner is number two. Wait a minute. When we asked the question earlier, what restaurant has the best bread? What did you say, Bear? What were your two responses? Chesapeake's, Copper Cellar.
Yeah, brand muffins. I love them.
And?
Oh, Charlie's.
No, you said Olive Garden.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I
didn't. Hickman, did he not say Olive Garden?
I'm pretty sure you're the one who brought up breadsticks.
I said I'm banned from there.
Okay.
O'Charley's.
Maybe I just misheard. Okay.
I'm not banned from Olive Garden.
All right. Because Olive Garden breadsticks is on your list.
Oh, they're god-awful. I mean, they're just horrible. I would rather eat like Sunbeam white bread with like tub margarine than to ever eat an Olive Garden breadstick. It's just disgusting, dude. It's low rent. Lowest common denominator.
Well, I certainly wouldn't put it on your all-time, your Mount Rushmore of bad takes, but go get Jeremy Pruitt. Thanksgiving dinner, Christmas have got to go on there.
I'll tell you who's got incredible, but I can't believe we hadn't thought of this.
And one. I'm going to put cinnamon butter on there as well.
It's not a real well-known bread roll, but there's nothing that for me that tops garlic rolls at Altruda's out in West
Knoxville. Oh, garlic knots. Great.
Now, you probably, if you're on a date, you want to make sure you're both eating them.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're planning on any kind of
amorous activity.
Know, yeah. And it's going to be about 3 or 4 days before it's gone. Garlic is heart healthy, though.
Cornbread.
We know where Jeremy Pruitt falls on this list. All right, let's get Don in here. Don, you're on the drive, Fan Run Radio. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Hey, doing well. How are you, man?
Well.
Don. Wow.
Did we lose Don?
You're not doing well.
Well.
Don looked like he was ready to kick off his shoes and stay a while. Next thing you know, he is Audi 5000.
I hope everything's okay for Don.
Me too. Didn't he call us once and just abruptly ended his call because there was a cop behind him and he was on his cell phone?
Yeah.
Cell phone to his ear. We got to get Don a hands-free device, right?
Well, then we yell at people for having the hands-free device.
That is true. Yeah. Okay, bad idea. Fair enough. Bad idea by me. No hands-free devices.
However, if you go get a decent set, and I don't mean the two buckers at the local gas station, if you go get a decent set of earbuds, they work pretty good as long as you keep your windows rolled up.
I vote for the Chop House. They have some pretty good bread, some pretty nice warm bread, good butter.
Yeah, Connor's does. Almost all the local, like Knoxville family restaurants, like Connor's, Aubrey's, all those, they got solid bread game.
Shout out to Vols in Birmingham. He brought up the Quincy's yeast rolls. That might be the GOAT. A lot of you young heads don't know what we're talking about. Bear, I know you remember Quincy's Steakhouse. It's over there where it's where I think it's Holly's Gourmet or whatever that place is now in Bearden.
Yeah.
It's that same building.
Yeah. I'll tell you another great restaurant, and Quincy's. It's where I believe Louie's is now, but the old Arthur's on Old Broadway was incredible back in the day. Great.
Well, more votes for the Cheddar Bay Biscuits from Red Lobster.
Those are pretty hard to beat.
Those are pretty strong, man.
Yeah.
Believe it
or not, my sister's one of those people that can figure out like restaurant recipes and not only make them taste like the restaurant, but just a little bit better. She figured those out early on.
Yeah, my wife can make those too pretty good.
Yeah. Well, your wife's got mad skills. I've seen pictures on Facebook of her work. I wonder if I'm ever going to get that blueberry pie that you ate.
We did find one person who agreed with you on the poll, Bear, which is sitting at 86.5%.
Who is it?
David WP says, I always get my bread at Texas Roadhouse with normal butter, not that other bleep.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan, you know. I mean, say I go to Cracker Barrel or I get some biscuits if I'm at Calhoun's. Then I get, you know, a little bit of jelly or jam or preserves for it. But typically, I don't like sweet on my bread.
Now, dude.
I'm more of a salty guy.
What about Cracker Barrel? Because they don't bring the – I feel like there's a difference between the restaurants that will bring the bread out no matter what, right? Like, you sit down, you order your drink.
No, Cracker Barrel you're paying for.
Bread's coming out. Yeah, but Cracker Barrel will give you – I mean, they will hook it up. Like, if you order breakfast there, you get your choice, cornbread or biscuits, and they will keep bringing them to you until you can't eat anymore.
Yeah.
Which is pretty darn solid.
Yeah, I'm good for about 3 or 4 Cracker Barrel biscuits at breakfast. That's if I don't get the pancakes or the French toast.
It's a difficult decision sometimes, too. I mean, one of life's hardest questions to answer is at Cracker Barrel when they ask you biscuits or cornbread. And oftentimes,
not for me.
Oftentimes I will answer both. If I'm getting breakfast, it's usually biscuits strictly, but if I'm getting lunch or dinner, then I mean, it's a major dilemma. You ask for both, they look at you like you're some – like you're crazy, like you're some sort of maniac.
I'm well, like, sure they do.
I'm like, what do you want from me? I'm indecisive. I like them both. I like what I like. I like Lucas Panzeca. Widespread Panzeca coming up next, live from Nashville on Fan Run Radio. Stay with us. Fan Run Radio, the drive continues. Russ LeBear back with you. Pleased to be joined now by our comrade. He's made it big in the big city now, Nashville, 104.5 The Zone. Lucas Panzeca back on the drive this afternoon. What's up, LP?
What's up, fellas? Y'all hear me okay?
We hear you just fine. Thanks for calling, too. I mean, that was a crafty veteran move. You have to call the guest most of the time. Lucas just called in. He's like, it's my time to call. Hey. I'm calling. I'm not waiting. I'm calling in.
Hey, I know how it goes, man, as a producer. Just trying to make life easier.
That does it, man. So, Lucas, obviously the draft, big topic of conversation on your show in Nashville and the Zone this week. What is the – I know this Weaver situation has thrown a big monkey wrench into it. What has been the general takeaway of Titans fans in Nashville when it comes to the Titans draft haul?
Yeah, well, you're right. Let's say the Weaver thing's not – like, let's push that out of the way for a second. If you push that out of the way, I think the general takeaway is good, with the only question mark being maybe the Monty Rice pick in the third round and trading up for a Des Fitzpatrick, when a lot of people, you know, doing their own mock drafts and their own evaluations think maybe there's better options at wide receiver there. Clearly the Titans love Des Fitzpatrick, or they wouldn't have traded up to get the guy. So overall, again, the Rashad Weaver thing sort of hangs in the balance, because if that's not an issue, I think it's a very solid draft class for the Titans. I don't like to dive too deep into grading a draft right after it happens, because none of us have a damn clue. But that question mark, though, with Rashad Weaver definitely kind of hangs as a shadow over the whole class, because if that is an issue going into the fall, then the Titans are one injury away from the pass rush, the biggest weakness of last year's roster, being right where it was at the end of the season last year when they were the playoff team with the fewest sacks in the last 40-something years.
It's interesting. It seems like Vrabel and Robinson view the secondary as more of a concern. I don't know if it's more of a concern, but at least as big of a concern as the pass rush, is evidenced by the fact that they take two corners in the draft. And I found that interesting. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I completely agree. And you can never have too many corners. And I guess you don't want to rely on a Janoris Jenkins and a Kevin Johnson and then whoever your rookie corner is. It's good to have options. Caleb Farley is very much a Jeffrey Simmons kind of pick, right? A guy who never would have made it down to 22 if it wasn't for back injuries and question marks surrounding that. That's probably the first corner off the board if it's not for his back surgeries. So it is interesting, because I thought pass rush was a bigger need than corner, especially taking a corner in the first round. Because to me, if Bud Dupree's not 100% by the start of the season, or if he kind of re-aggravates something, then you've got Harold Landry and a rookie pass rusher, and that's it. And right now, we don't even know with Rashad Weaver what that situation is. And that the Titans could not afford something like that with Rashad Weaver. Like, the margin for error is so much smaller after the Isaiah Wilson debacle. So for that to break just a couple days.
Lucas, you there?
Yeah, y'all got me?
Yeah, you dropped out for a second. You're back now. Go ahead.
Me?
No, you're
okay.
Now he's going in and out. You there? There he is. All right, let's try this again. All right, Paid Zika, in 3, 2, 1, go.
Where'd you lose me?
You were talking about the two corners and cornerback being prioritized over pass rush in the draft.
Just interesting. I'm with you there. The interesting, they didn't find pass rush to be a bigger need than corner. You need more options at corner than just a Janoris Jenkins and Kevin Johnson, two veteran guys. But look, if Bud Dupree's not 100% at the start of the season, or if he re-aggravates something, you're stuck with Harold Landry and a rookie pass rusher. And I don't know that it makes you feel much better than it would at the end of last season when it was Harold Landry and pretty much nobody else. So, and the Rashad Weaver thing just couldn't happen. I mean, you had so little margin for error after the Isaiah Wilson debacle for that to drop 2 days, not only for it to drop right after you drafted him, but I mean, the team was caught with its pants down. They looked completely surprised, completely taken aback, and they were reactive instead of proactive in figuring out about this mess. So I don't know how much people knew. I don't even know if Rashad Weaver knew this was coming when he was drafted. The charge was filed Friday. He was drafted Saturday. He was never arrested. He just received a subpoena. So something like that just couldn't happen. So to only come out with one pass rusher, which I thought was a great value pick. He was my favorite pick of the draft before that news dropped. But for to only come out with one pass rusher and then for this news to come down about that one pass rusher, it's a very bad look.
Lucas Panzeca, 104.5 The Zone, with us this afternoon on the G3 Help Me Hotline. And Lucas, several people saw that you and Buck were talking yesterday about a potential Aaron Rodgers for Ryan Tannehill and draft picks trade, and then people started calling us and asking about it. Is this an actual thing that could potentially happen, even if it's unlikely, or is this just a bunch of Nashville talk radio guys trying to get something stirred up on a Thursday afternoon?
I feel so ashamed that we use this as a topic. So Bill Barnwell of ESPN wrote an article with seven potential trade situations or landing spots for Aaron Rodgers, from least likely to most likely. So the seventh in least likely, I don't know if that makes any
most
sense.
Most least likely, the I least like it, yeah.
Yeah, the most least likely situation that he put out there was the Titans, and he said giving up, oh gosh, I don't even remember, Ryan Tannehill, a first-round pick, and something else for Aaron Rodgers. It was like a peak July conversation that we put into play in May. So I'm a little bit ashamed of it. It was just one of those things that it was a national article. The Titans were on the list. We just felt like we had to address it. People were kind of freaking out about it. It's not going to happen. I don't know why the Packers – I doubt the Packers would want a quarterback for Aaron Rodgers if Jordan Love is supposedly the future there. I have no idea what's going through the minds of their front office. But, no, Aaron Rodgers will not be coming to Nashville.
All right, so it was a rectally derived talk radio show topic. I'm glad you can admit that. It was fun to talk about it at first. It was weird because at first my reaction was like, no, like we wouldn't even want to do that. And then started thinking about it as a Titans fan. It's like, no, actually, it's not that bad a crazy idea. Within a minute or two, I talked myself into it. I was like, yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's get Aaron Rodgers, and it'll be like Tampa Bay. We'll just go all in. And I guess that's what the offseason's for, right? We can fantasize about these things on talk radio.
Well, that's the kind of conversation for like peak summer months when like the NHL playoffs, you know, the Preds are still trying to get into the playoffs. Like when the NBA finals are in the rear view and all you have is like mid-season MLB baseball that nobody cares about and like international soccer. So I'm ashamed of us for having that conversation so early in the offseason. But Bill Barnwell of ESPN put out an article. The Titans were in it. So we addressed it, but I was blown away at the amount of people that were saying, no, I'd rather have Ryan Tannehill than Aaron Rodgers. Like, give me a break.
Any chance that the Titans could offer a trade for Julio Jones?
Yeah, I think there is a chance. We actually asked Arthur Smith. We had the Falcons head coach, obviously Titans former offensive coordinator, on the show just 2 days ago or yesterday. No, it was Wednesday. And Buck asked Arthur, we will trade you Mike Vrabel's chest pad, Taylor Lewan's bus, and a first-round pick for Julio Jones. Do you accept? He wouldn't bite. He wouldn't give us any leeway. But I do think that is a possibility, 100%. Nobody really knows, but Titans need wide receiver help. Wide receiver two right now is Josh Reynolds, who 600-plus yards as a third option in Los Angeles last year is not a terrible stat, but think about the way this offense could be pushed over the top with A.J. Brown and Julio Jones as wide receivers.
Feels like even if they don't get
– biggest concern on offense might not even be wide receivers. Go ahead.
It feels like even if they don't get Julio, they got to do something else, a wide receiver. If they don't get him, you can't go into it with A.J. Brown, Reynolds, and then a bunch of in an NFL season, right?
Well – you might need a tight end more than you need another wide receiver. I mean, right now, Anthony Firkser is tight end one. And behind him, Jeff Swain is on the roster. Jared Pinkney is on a futures contract. If they're going to make a move to address just pass-catching production this offseason before the start of the 2021 season, I think it'd be tight end before wide receiver. Now, I might be wrong. They might have something in the works. And look, Julio Jones would probably take some restructuring, too. That's a whole other thing to take into account. I don't know that they're going to have the cap space to bring in a Julio Jones, even though he's 32 years old. So I don't know. They have to address that room, whether it's wide receiver or tight end. Wide receiver two and tight end one are the two biggest concerns on this roster right now.
Lucas, what restaurant, sit-down restaurant, offers the best free bread?
Oh. Best free bread.
Listen to him. He's been so talkative. Every time I ask him a question, just boom, he lets it rip. Great answers. And now I ask him this, the simple question about bread, and he's stumped. My man can't.
Oh, Charlie's.
Wow.
Okay. I mean, Lucas Panzeca proving once again, most sophisticated palate.
That's what Bear said.
Yeah.
Well, okay. All right. What'd you say, Russell?
Texas Roadhouse.
What about Rickard Ridge? Do they give bread? They give bread before a
no, but they meal? You get a roll with your bread with your meal. It's pretty good. It's pretty tight. I think as far as our advertisers, I think Copper Cellar with Calhoun's and Chesapeake's, they do a really good job with free bread before. And the bread at Texas Roadhouse is not even that good, but it's the combination of warm rolls and the cinnamon butter. Which
that's good.
Bear really doesn't that's like the one. Cinnamon butter. We've put cinnamon butter on the long list of awesome things that Bear hates today. It's another sad development on the show.
Well, y'all had me craving barbecue right off the top because the Rickard Ridge spot took us right into the segment. I love the imaging guy you guys hired to voice that spot. He did a really good job.
He does a really good job, man. That guy's voice is he's so talented. Ridge. He's so talented.
You do a good impression of it.
All right, Lucas. My worst nightmare has come to pass. It is a drive derby in the Champions League final. My Chelsea against Man City, a team Bear pretends to love but really knows absolutely nothing about. What do you think, Bear? Well, first of all, they're talking about moving the final from Istanbul to England now, Lucas.
They better put it at the Etihad.
Well, they wouldn't.
Yeah, I immediately thought of you guys when I saw that. I would hate for that to be taken away from you, a drive remote in Istanbul, Turkey. Like, that'd be so much more entertaining to try to watch you guys get into Turkey than to go to England.
What is there to do in Turkey? Don't they have that giant mosque? It's like one of the biggest buildings in the entire world.
Yeah.
I know nothing about the country of Turkey.
All I know is that it's really easy to get in trouble there.
What's that soccer club, the famous soccer club that Yedlin's playing for over there now?
Galatasaray.
Yeah, we go to a Galatasaray game.
Oh, those are nuts. Yeah, you could find a good time at a Galatasaray game, but it'd be dangerous. Head on a swivel.
Oh, man, they're setting off flares and everything in the crowd over there. It's wild, man. What do you think about the Man United fans basically shutting their game down over the weekend?
Well, yeah, that was crazy. That was crazy because I was driving into town. That was Sunday. And I was driving in because I was going to the Nashville Soccer Club game. And I just have the zone on in my car, and it's just set to syndicated national Fox Sports Radio. And that's the number one story on Fox Sports Radio is Manchester United fans taking over the ground to protest the owner of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Like, what kind of twisted sports world are we living in right now? But that was pretty unprecedented. I mean, that was like this whole thing with the Super League, which obviously that's very directly related to Super League. I think they kind of pushed it over the top. It's literally like the Greg Schiano thing in Knoxville on a worldwide global scale.
Well, it's sad, right? Because there's so much demand. The future of that sport has become so uncertain. A lot of these clubs, and you know this because you follow some of these Italian clubs, Lucas, they're broke. They don't have any money anymore because they spent all the money on these lavish players' salaries, and they're desperate. And so this is what they came up with. We'll just play each other and keep all the money. And the fans revolted, as well they should have. It was a stupid idea. It would have been horrible for the sport. But what do you do if you're Real Madrid? Do you just take your medicine and stop? You won't be competitive. If you can't pay big salaries, you won't be able to compete. That sport's cannibalized itself.
You're really seeing a lot of clubs like walk it back. John W. Henry, who owns the Red Sox and Liverpool, put himself on video. Like owners that never step out into the limelight, that just want to operate in the shadows and run things. They don't want to be the face of the club, the face of the organization, putting themselves out there and apologizing to their fans to avoid a Manchester United situation. And then you have Real Madrid's Florentino Perez that's still on that hill like, well, I thought it was a great idea. I don't know why everybody's so mad. So it's a lot of tone deafness going around.
Well, and it's interesting, and I can tie this in to college football because this is what we're talking about with the playoff expansion, right? We are all tired. I think we're all tired of it. Maybe Alabama, Clemson, and Ohio State fans aren't tired of it, but the rest of us are tired of watching them play every year for a championship. And it's the same it's Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, and Oklahoma. And every now and then, an LSU or Georgia can crash the party, but it's really just those four teams every single year. And so it's you don't want it to become like the Premier League or where it's four or five teams with a chance to win every year, Lucas. You got to find a way. This is college sports still. You got to find a way to have some parity and some opportunity in there.
Yeah, and I don't know how you do that. We talked about college football expansion today. Like, my only thing was do something to remove the debate, right? Make it like clear cut to where it's, okay, if you do this, you're in. If you don't do this, you're not in. If you win your conference, you make the college football playoff. If you don't win your conference, oh, well, sorry. You might be one of the best teams in the country, but you didn't win your conference, you don't get in. Like, cut and dry, five Power Five conference winners, three wild card, so to speak, teams with three group of five teams. I don't know. I don't know how to solve the problem you're talking about, Russell. That's the problem with college football. The more we go, the worse it seems to get in terms of that.
Lucas, we love you, brother. Have a great weekend. Thanks for jumping in here. I mean, what do you think? Do my Chelsea guys have a chance against City?
Yes, I lean towards City. I feel they can be better organized, like I said last time, just in a bigger game. I prefer to count on Pep than on Tuchel. But I'm not going to lie to you, Russell. I leaped off my couch and yelled in excitement when Pulisic had that with a game, or I guess aggregate clinching assist against Real Madrid. Like, that is such a huge moment for not only be the first American to score in a Champions League semifinal, but to come off the bench and make an instant impact and then propel Chelsea into the final over the most iconic Champions League team in the history of Europe in Real Madrid. That was awesome. I mean, that got me
Real
so jacked
Madrid.
The other day.
He dominated.
The fact that there's he was incredible. The fact there's two Americans going against each other in the Champions League final it's surreal. Like, I'm going to keep saying it. It's absolutely insane.
Oh, man, Pulisic is so good. I hope they start him, man. We should have started him Wednesday. I don't know why they didn't. But, I mean, when he's healthy, he's the best player on the field for Chelsea, the best attacking player.
I feel bad for him because he said after the game that, like, when asked about not starting, he's like, yeah, it's frustrating because I just keep proving myself and, you know, I keep having to do it off the bench. Well, he's just so good off the bench. He's such a spark in the 60th or 65th minute that I honestly can kind of see it from Thomas Tuchel's angle, where it's like, I've got this in my back pocket for when the game hits a lull after halftime and just an injection of life on the wing that just kind of uplifts everybody. He was just a constant problem as soon as he came onto the field. So I almost understand taking him off the bench because he just makes such an instant impact and he changes the game.
Yeah, we've got Thomas or my guy Werner in there. He couldn't score in a whorehouse with Bill Gates' bank account.
Well, he scored. What was the?
No, come on, man. You could have made that, Lucas.
I know. That's what I put in the group chat. Like, oh, my God, I want Chelsea to win that.
I thought he would miss it. I'm surprised he didn't miss it. Yeah, headed over the goal.
That ball just went straight up and over the crossbar. Oh, man. That would have been great. That would have been some good content.
All right, Lucas. Great content, my man. Appreciate you.
Thanks, guys. Talk to y'all soon.
Lucas.
See you, Lucas.
Panzeca. Check him out on Twitter, at Lucas Panzeca, 104.5 The Zone. Does a fantastic job. And now that we've run off a good portion of our audience with some soccer talk, let's take a quick timeout. We'll come right back. Hit the reset button. For those of you just joining us, we got a lot of good topics to throw at you when we continue next here on Fan Run Radio. Fan Run Radio, the drive continues. Russ LeBaire back with you. Today's Rickard Ridge Barbecue Smoke and Hot question: who has the best, is cinnamon butter delicious? We got a couple of questions out here. So, best dinner roll, best free bread at restaurants. The cinnamon butter question, Bear, you've lost that overwhelmingly. 86.4% say it's delicious. And then, what was the other one? Oh, happiest songs. Happiest songs of all time. 865-546-8255. 800-546-8200, your number to get on the G3 Help Me Hotline. Phil is up next on the drive. Good afternoon, Phil.
Morning, sorry, W.
L.A.
How you and Bear Brown Adam doing?
Doing well. How are you, man? You got a little pep in your step today?
I haven't started drinking yet.
Oh.
Maybe, you know, do it white and do it later.
Day's still young.
Yeah. So Hickman's going with the big time now, right?
What do you mean the big time?
Big time.
He's getting sent down to the minors.
Is that why you're so happy today, Phil?
Yeah, I mean, I like to call three and out, and y'all call three and pout, but Houston's kind of grown a little wool here lately about the football team, so I got to just call in next week.
How about since everybody's always raiding the drive? I mean, here we are. I'm trying to keep this thing up afloat.
Team my, players.
My co-host he's on the DL. He's injured. He's playing hurt. Never know what to expect with him.
I'm giving you all I got, Captain.
Trey left me. Wallace quit on me. And is it, hey, let's get somebody to help out the drive. Let's see what we can do with it. No, it's actually the opposite. Hey, let's take the drive's interns.
Well, it's all that bit done. I mean, you're the trainer over there, W. They're giving you an extra compensation doing all the training.
We can't even get a new producer's chair.
How about this? How about Houston Crest? How about we take Houston? How about that?
Huh.
How about that, Nate? Put that in your pipe and smoke it. What you going to do when the Vol Rumor Mill decides he's joining the drive? You're going to be stuck in there with Drunk Dave and Hickman talking to Phil.
Well, at least I get good conversation. I've never been flushed on that show, so that's an accomplishment, you know?
There's no authority there. There's no discipline. It's a damn free-for-all.
So we're down to talking about bread and butter and soccer today. Pretty cool, you know?
It's action-packed, Phil. Fun never stops.
So who's this offensive lineman you're talking about? He committed today from Georgia. All right, I didn't get to hear that.
Yeah, he didn't commit, but that's what a lot of people are thinking will happen here hopefully soon. He is a pretty highly touted 4-star recruit. Big-time offers, Ohio State, Florida.
Don't suppose that there's a tie in the family that's pro-Tennessee. That's one reason he may come here.
Yeah, there's some sort of tie in there. I don't know if his dad went here, fans in the family or something like that, but he's got some sort of Tennessee ties which have helped us get in the door.
Boy, we need all the ties we can get. You know,
yep.
Good Lord.
Yep.
We got to get this thing turned around. Looks like the baseball team's in good shape. Looks like Collector's got the basketball team. Heck, he's recruiting better than Kentucky now. That's pretty cool, you know?
Kentucky's just fighting for Rick Barnes's table scraps.
Yeah, and you see who they're going after next year. I mean, you got BJ and that guard from Texas, and then you got Okapara down there in Chattanooga, 6'10".
What about the guy, Andre Whitehead, compared to Magic Johnson? Brandon Miller at Cane Ridge?
Yeah. Wait. That's another one, yeah.
Andre didn't compare him to Magic. I did, but Andre hates it when we compare high school players to pro players, but that's what us talk radio knuckleheads do.
And Quante Berry, the next John Smith. I don't know if they got room for him, but I guess you just keep recruiting and keep running people off. That's the way to do it now. You change your roster every year. That's the new age of college basketball.
It's all about the ABCs, Phil. Always be recruiting.
Is there anything going on in the world today that's important in sports? No air shed or news or nothing?
No, we're playing Missouri, big three-game series. Tony Vitello and the Baseballs trying to break out the broomsticks this weekend, Phil.
Well, yeah, but Dan, Missouri basically owned us since they've been in the SEC in baseball.
Yeah, but we sucked. We've sucked.
I agree with that. I mean,
we don't suck anymore.
I mean, Missouri's been sucked the whole time they've been in the SEC, hasn't they?
I don't know. No excuses, Phil. We got to win.
They'll at least win two out of three at the worst, when you think.
At the worst. I can't imagine a world where we lose this series. I'll be Maynardville mad, Petros pissed, and Farragut furious on Monday if we lose this series?
Well, yeah, I agree with you on that. I hope that I just hope they can win 2 out of 3 or sweep them. That'd be nice to sweep them because Arkansas, they'll probably look to win 1 out of 3 in that series.
Who do the Hogs have this weekend, Phil?
I have no idea. I don't follow it that closely.
Well, I know is it Kentucky beat Florida, I think, last night. They started a 3-game series. Yeah. And so Florida falls another game behind us and Vanderbilt. So we're putting some distance there. But
I mean, we had a Florida now in the column.
I think a game and a half.
Game and a half. Huh.
Yeah. Arkansas's got Georgia this weekend.
Okay.
Well, who's going to play Adam Hickman? And they got Trey going to do everything day now?
What do you think, Barry? Is Guy Patterson III ready to step it? No?
No.
We got to have somebody. It can't just be you and me. I don't know. Maybe it can.
Didn't Barry find somebody off the street there? It was doing it about a year ago. I mean, came in there.
Yeah, John, not that Fulkerson, and he left.
Maybe when Barry gets back to full strength, he can go out and start going around town and help you out a little bit. You know what I mean? See you.
Thank you, Phil. Did you find us a guy, Bear, that has a same name as one of our players that's actually a cool name?
Okay.
You had to find another John Fulkerson. You couldn't find another Admiral Schofield.
That's kind of a unique name, Russ.
I'm surprised he could find a John Fulkerson in East Tennessee.
It is pretty wild. I couldn't believe it when he told me that guy's name was actually John Fulkerson. Find us another Garantano, Bear.
I'll try.
Go out and find us another JG. Shout out to Jerry Givens this afternoon. The boys at the law offices working hard. 865-546-8200, your number to get on the show, 546-8200, if you want to chime in this afternoon on another stellar edition of The Drive here on Fan Run Radio, all over the place. Any love for we got Mark is giving a shout-out to Outback Steakhouse. They got that brown bread. It's like a... They give you like a little mini loaf, but it's nice and warm. I think they deserve a nice nod of consideration. Here's the thing about the free bread at the restaurants. It's like pizza and sex. Even when it's not very good, it's still pretty cool. You got to work really hard. I can't think of a restaurant I've ever been to where they bring out some bread and it's like, ugh. No, just take that away.
And if you're hungry, sometimes that bread is just, that's all that gets you through till you get your main course.
That's that bridge, man. It gets your stomach nice and primed to do the real eating.
Ever had any Aubrey's bread?
Yeah, they do. They do good.
They do.
Because they got that sweet butter, too.
Yeah. Not spicy like the cinnamon butter, but still it's got a nice little sweet kick to it.
You just get that warm bread. As long as that bread's a little warm.
Just butter melts right off of it. Sinks in.
You give it a second. Have a little patience. Don't be a hog. Just shove it down your gullet. Let that butter melt in a little bit into the bread, kind of become one. So the butter's not cold anymore. It's nice, warm, buttery bread. Oh. Getting hungry now. DR Vol with a vote for Ryan's Steakhouse. They had that Quincy's, O'Charlie's, delicious yeast rolls.
Roadhouse. Very similar. Very similar.
I don't think... See, there used to be a Ryan's in Sevier County, but I don't think I can ever recall eating there. I don't know where another one would have ever been.
I'm really worried that COVID has killed the good old-fashioned feed trough buffet.
I mean, I think more than anything, it just pointed out the obvious, which those things were disgusting cesspools of disease.
Yeah, but they were still really good. Both of those things can be true, you know? I don't think anybody was walking into the Golden Corral thinking, you know what, I'm going to get myself a little salad, maybe some veggies, a little bit of protein, and then I'm just going to turn around and walk out of it. You know what you're getting into when you saddle up to the GC.
You know. Yeah, you're going to see like Cody and Brandon with their head underneath the chocolate waterfall fountain.
You know what you're getting into when you walk in there, right?
Disgusting.
Stay with us. The drive continues. Hour number three coming up.